This one's all yours, Obelix.
Yeah, it's mine. I saw it first.
Really?
Yes, really. He's scared of me, not of you.
How do you know? Did you two talk it over?
I always spot balls first, and you know it.
Maybe I put them in your path without you noticing.
Oh, do you now? What would I do without the great Astrid?
Oh, cut it out.
When it comes to balls, I'm the fastest.
But eating them, definitely.
It's mine.
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 Mine. Mine. Mine.
Mine.
Mine.
Obelix! That boar has my name on it!
Huh? It's not yours, it's mine! What in Gaul's name is that thing?
Not now. 96, 97, and 98. Okay. This is the first tree to cut down. Oh, for God's sake, get it off me! Cowboy!
Oh, I wouldn't mess with the trees, Roman. It makes Dogmatics really mad. Here, boy, Dogmatics, that's enough.
Get out! You've no business being here. This construction site is off-limits to the public. Understand?
Well, well. Yes, indeed. I've got to admit, Roman architecture is mighty impressive. So that's the entrance hall, I take it.
Yeah, okay, that's it. We're done here. Just go back to Rome and tell the big cheese that this party is over.
Never! You hear me? Never! Caesar entrusted me with a mission, and I fully intend to see it through to the end, even if it means working the slaves to death!
Rock, paper, scissors! Rock, paper, scissors!
Excuse me, we're looking for the slave camp, please.
Hello! You would not believe what a good mood I'm in.
Yes, it's this way.
We brought you a present. Our druid made you a batch of our magic potion.
Shouldn't we taste it first, just to be sure?
No, not you. It'll give you the superhuman strength to escape. You're free.
First allow me to say how grateful I am, but... is running away a solution?
Excuse me?
Talk of escape, but isn't running away... And I admit, playing devil's advocate here. Just another form of slavery.
Well, I would say it's more like the first step towards freedom.
And yet, there's no escape without oppression. I'm teasing a bit, but admit there's room for debate.
I'm not here to debate, just to bring the potion.
And I appreciate it, but going back to the notion...
Will you just take the blooming potion, all right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, well, yes, indeed. I've got to admit, Roman architecture is mighty impressive.
A fine piece of work.
Now what do you want?
Well, Centurion, there seems to be a rumor going around that the slaves get the exact same salary we do. I assume that you'll confirm it's Hagwa.
I saw it first.
No, you didn't.
It's mine.
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 What do you think you're doing? We gave you the magic potion to help you run away!
Well, we discussed it at length and came to the conclusion that runaway slave is not exactly the most rewarding career path for now.
For Tutati's sake, what more do you want?
It's quite simple, really. To become free Roman citizens. But for that to happen, we need to finish this building.
We are not gonna let you destroy our forest. This has gone on long enough. We'll be back, and if you're not gone, we'll turn that building into dust.
Did everyone take a nice big swing?
No.
Now silence. It's time for my speech.
You don't even know who it is that we're thrashing.
A butt. Who cares who's it is?
We're not going to thrash anyone. We're going to demolish a building that...
Demolish everything in sight. That's all we need to know. Whoa!
All right, then. What is...
Civilians?
Oh, look! A little costumed entertainment while we wait in line.
I would prefer a light refreshment.
Marcus, sweetie. Come along now.
Are we not the big house downer?
No.
Fine then. How about one little column?
No.
Can I at least smash that little car?
No!
Mind telling me what's the use of Romans if we can't hurt them at all?
All right, lads. Let's go home.
Say it, everyone! Yes, we can!
Can't.
What? Okay, so we can't thrash the Romans, but we can.
The soup's getting cold.
Just a minute, Sugar Plum. Be right there. Like I said, we can't thrash the Romans, but there's things we can do.
We drank the magic potion for nothing!
I'm warning you, if I run into a Roman civilian in the forest, I'll give him the dirtiest look of his life!
And I'm warning you, if a Roman civilian is lost, I'll give him directions, but I won't care if he goes the wrong way!
And I'm warning you, if a Roman offers to help carry my basket, I'll say thank you, but I won't mean it at all!
These are my pals. They have nowhere to go. Something about a missing whatchamacallit.
Well, that takes the cake. The last time a Roman set foot here, I wasn't born.
I refuse to let Romans set one foot in our village. Civilians or
not.
I'm
not sure about you, but it's starting to feel a little bit like an invasion to me.
Eagle invaders! We're under attack!
Invaders? What are you talking about? It's a lost family.
But Sugar Plum.
A family is a family. Poor child must be starving. I won't have it. Come and have some lukewarm soup. Pay no attention to those big brutes. Sit down.
Asterix, village warrior.
Anonymous, mosaic artist.
I'd put you up, but my house had a run-in with an acorn.
A very naughty acorn.
Obelix will sort it out for you.
Come on, then. Follow me.
Okay, so what do we do now?
About what?
About the mansions of the gods, the Roman invasions. We can't sit here and do nothing.
In the meantime, more buildings are going up, which means more Romans are on their way.
Right. We have to find a way to get rid of the civilians without thrashing them.
beautiful luxury apartments are now available for every Gaul villager, absolutely rent-free at the mansions of the gods.
Free luxury apartments?
Well, if it means not seeing your ugly faces, I'll move there no later than today.
Be my guest. I'll give you a head start.
I think a good dose of civilization is just what I need. I've had it with trinkets and mackerel.
But I'm the village chief, Sugarplum. We can't move to the mansions of the gods.
I didn't say I'd take you along.
Don't let us keep you big shot. Go boss the Romans around.
Who said that? Why don't you all move there? Go! And don't forget Shagelphonian tea!
We'll take your rotten fish while you're at it. Leave it to the professionals.
I've had it with all you crooks and peddlers!
Also, I'm a crook!
No, you're a peddler!
Alright then, now what? I just sing?
Yes, nice and loud!
Are you sure I shouldn't start off with something more low-key? You know, ease into it.
No! You need to sing at the top of your lungs. It has to be powerful! It's a new audience. Give them something that they won't forget.
Right. Powerful it is.
What are you doing here?
After much deliberation, we have decided to move to the mansions of the gods in order to satisfy our customers.
And for their sake, we will discourage any attempt at a welcoming song.
Please note that the projectile just used for that purpose is a Seven Sesters top quality mackerel.
Come on, lads, let's go.
The ghouls sure are crazy.
Health and safety regulations be respected and enforced.
Free demand guarantees.
Until that old druid is captured, we stay on strike. Otherwise, the Gauls have the magic potion. It's unacceptable.
Is this a joke?
And while we're at it, we demand to be treated with courtesy and respect. The tone you use when giving orders is intolerable and a violation of...
Destroy the village, yes, I know, I heard.
Raise the village. The exact wording of the order from Rome was raise the village.
Say the mouth!
Hold on, Centurion. What about our demands?
What? Come on, it's the druid! You wanted it, boom! He's handed you on a platter! What more do you need?
We're still negotiating our free apartments at the mansions of the gods.
And you haven't addressed the issue of courtesy.
Arrest them by Juno!
Using that tone will only make matters worse.
Oh, that's it. Oh, Caesar, no earthly monument could ever rise high enough to rival you. Hey,
what's this? I can't have this in here.
Yeah, well, it's not my fault a certain someone forgot to build a dungeon.
That's no reason to dump a cage in my entrance hall.
We have orders to keep the prisoners inside where the Gauls won't find them, and there's no room anywhere else.
This can't be happening. An entrance hall with a cage in it is not okay!
Okay!
High enough, I'm still too low. High enough to rival the greatness of Caesar. Of Caesar.
Don't worry, Mischievous. Someone will come rescue us.
I'm not worried. When Obelix finds us, they'll be sorry.
But how do we let them know we're here?
I know how.
Please accept this modest banquet as a token of a token. Hey! Hey, you! Quiet up there! A token of what?
Hercules. Yes!
You're even smarter than I thought, Mischievous.
Mischievous? Mischievous?
You here? Get a fix?
Anonymous! Asterix! Look what I found!
Something's happened to Mischievous.
Don't worry. Mischievous is safe. He's with Obelix. Obelix?
Oh, please tell me Mischievous is with you. Did he come home?
We have to search the riverbanks.
Hurry!
Obelix, stay and guard the village.
No, I'm coming with you. Wait for me! Wait for me!
Obelix! Obelix!
I've never heard of a legion living in luxury accommodations with their wife and kids earning 22 sesterces a day.
I don't earn half that a week!
Centurion, we've got a much bigger problem.
Gluttonous Maximus!
Gluteus Maximus?
No, the Gluttonous Maximus!
What's Gluttonous Maximus?!
The big fat Gaul who's super strong without the potion! He's still on the loose!
And as long as he's on the loose, we stay on strike. He's too dangerous.
If you would just do your job, he wouldn't be on the loose now, would he, you?
Just lost a point for courtesy.
Now listen, you...
Don't do that, Centurion. You'll wake him up.
Understand? We searched the riverbanks. Where's Mischievous?
I guess we must have passed him without noticing. Oh. Hey! What's the plan?
Same thing in the opposite direction. Oh. Keep your eyes peeled this time.
Don't you, huh? Wait for me!
We should be in bed. I hope they didn't wake us up at dawn for the fun of it.
Yeah, the visit to the Dolmens wasn't so early last time.
All right, everyone, I'd like you all to gather round.
I hope they plan to serve refreshments this time.
At least we won't die of thirst. We brought water. I'd like your full attention. I know it's very early, but today we have the rare opportunity to witness a unique and quite possibly historic event.
Centurion!
Would you please seize that midget? What? I said please!
If the enemy has the magic potion, we refuse to fight!
That's why we locked the druid up in the mansions of the gods! No druid, no potion!
The druid? What druid?
Our druid?
And the fatso, too!
Fatso? What fatso?
Our fatso?
Well, whatever it is he just drank, it wasn't a pina colada.
Come on, he's bluffing. Don't fall for it. It's baloney.
Baloney? In a bottle?
Just who do you take us for anyway, Centurion? You think that we're just lambs for the slaughter, huh?
Okay, if you want a job done, you've got to do it yourself. I'm all for dialogue. Talking is fine. But you've got to know when to say stop. So, we have superhuman strength now, do we?
How about I punch you in the face and you tell me if it's superhuman enough?
Well, go ahead. I don't recall you ever waiting for permission.
I'd love to, but I'm saving my first punch for Roman civilians. Those Roman civilians, to be exact. Look at you, strutting around in those ridiculous clothes.
Ridiculous clothes? That's awesome!
Some chief, you are vital statistics. I'll teach you to desert your village, you traitor!
You what?
I'll teach you to desert your village, you traitor.
No, I got that, but what are you getting at?
By punching you in the face with the extra strength power from the magic potion! Which you just saw me drink. Are you ready?
Ready for what?
For a punch so powerful, it'll send you flying to the other side of the forest.
Tatters, what power? Only magic can give a human such strength.
And you're next. Try selling fresh fish next time.
My Balanos, what a walloping!
And this one's from Vercingetorix himself.
Oh, Brittany, your soil soaked with blood heals the wounds of injustice. My heart yearns for revenge. Farewell to Armistice.
Wait, so do they have the magic potion or don't
they? Do they have it? I don't know. I don't know. I have brain fog.
Getafix and Obelix are at the mansions of the gods. Distract the Romans while I rescue them.
If you only knew, Asterix, I'm so ashamed.
We'll talk about that later.
Fellow Gorgs, our beloved village is under siege. Now, more than ever, we must all take a swig of the magic potion.
Don't overdo it.
I'm not overdoing it.
Centurion, in military terms, what do we do now?
I don't know. Still got brain fog.
A fine mess we're in.
Mischievous is in this building, but we can't get in!
You're sure he's in this one?
Trust me, there's nowhere else he could be! Open this door, my Juno, or I'll knock him down!
Mischievous?
Reception is closed, my Festa!
Well, I say it's open!
Asterix!
Get a fix!
How many of them are in there?
Go away, or I'll call security!
Well, come on, you've been jabbering for hours.
Are you going to attack or aren't you?
Okay, so, supposing we retreat, will you come after us or not?
There's a good chance we will.
Okay, let's vote again. Who votes to retreat? Who votes to attack? All right, retreat.
Oh, no.
Let's go, lads! After!
They're out of breath. I don't get
it. Usually when they come after us...
We never get away. They catch us.
Not proof enough. What do I need to do to convince you they don't have the magic potion? Carve it in stone.
Come on, lads. Charge!
That's all I got.
Do you think I came all the way from Rome just to eat?
Not even a tartar finger sandwich.
Well, how about a knuckle sandwich? Now get this garish grub out of my sight and get rid of it!
When Caesar says get rid of it, we get rid of it.
Boy, what a waste.
Arrest those rebels at once!
Get a fix, hurry!
I'm hurrying!
Bastard, it's no! The potion isn't ready!
The potion isn't ready!
It's over, Gaul. You lost. This time Rome was mightier than your people. Surrender and admit defeat.
I will never surrender. Never. I am Asterix, a warrior and a Gaul.
That's odd. I was informed the Gauls had all become Romans.
Yes, and it's true. Look! They have, oh Caesar, they have. You've conquered the Gauls once and for all. Behold your prisoners! At long last, the mustachioed savages and their barbarian civilization have been eradicated! From now on, this stupid, arrogant little warrior will be keeping his big, fat accomplice company in the dungeon!
Obelix?
Nobody calls me. Attack!
Oh.
What is holding them up out there? Are they coming to help us or not?
Aren't I?
Once again, our freedom is under threat. The devious tentacles of Rome.
The mansions of the gods hope you had a pleasant stay in Brittany. Please use the exits located at the rear and get your bottoms back to Rome. This party's over.
He's all yours, Obelix.
You better believe he's mine. I saw him first.
Really?
Ready, you two. Cross over.
I demand to speak to the person in charge.
Well, the person in charge would be Caesar, ma'am.
Doing here?
It's a long story. In short, when the construction was finished, a career shift was the best option. And that's when the Romans offered.
That's all I needed to hear.
Whatever you have in store for me, I hope as a god you'll have the dignity.
Some nerve to talk of dignity, Julius.
Some nerve?
This mansions of the gods business. It's not like you. It's deceitful, underhanded, and plain old sneaky. Shame on you.
What can I say? You get an idea, you try it. Sometimes it works, sometimes...
Sometimes it doesn't. You're going back to Rome and you're taking the civilians with you. And remember, you owe them luxury accommodations. And don't forget, there's a village in Brittany that you will never conquer. Not now or ever.
So be it. Veni, vidi, but not vici. Oh well, you can't vici them all, I suppose. Come on, everyone, back to Rome.
Oh, but I
always thought that since I fell into the potion as a baby, I'm not allowed to have any, right?
Yeah, yeah, we know. Just one little drop.
Impressive.
Yeah, who knew in all of us had such talent?
And look, you're all dressed like ghouls. Now that takes some imagination.
Here we go again, the sarcasm begins.
Yes, I admit I was dressed like a Roman, but I only needed to be closer to the enemy.
Exactly.
Hey, we're in Gaul, not Rome.
Watch your table manners.
Traitor!
I'm the traitor!
We're invincible! No, better yet, indomitable. That's what we are. Isn't that right, Dad? Indomitable.
Splendid. Splendid indeed.
Should we do a double lock or go for a triple?
Double. By the way, how's your neck? Still stiff?
A little. I need to avoid sudden movements. Ready for the Viper Slam?
Ready. Man, that Viper Slam is the worst.
Well, I guess this is it, buddy.
Be a pal, will you? Try to make it a nice, clean kill.
Yeah! Wouldn't you know it? Commercial.
Is it too much to ask to get a decent slaying around here?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Obelix, you are going to pull that tree out of the ground this instant.
Se ci snobbe.